Hello everyone, so welcome to Tea with Ravi. So today let us take a look at some of the recent updates from the Atlassian ecosystem. And the first update is actually quite interesting because Atlassian has been focusing on cloud, Jira Cloud. And when it comes to customizations, there are, of course, differences. There are limitations on cloud. But at the same time, it is good to see that Atlassian is trying to add a lot of features and trying to not really check all the boxes, but at the same time, giving us options. Now, there is one specific feature that users are always looking for, and that is basically dynamic forms. Now, imagine that you are raising a request or creating an issue in Jira. It could be any kind of issue. It could be a story or an epic. It could be a requirement. Or maybe if you're doing something on the customer portal where the user is trying to provide some information. So when you raise an issue in Jira, you fill up a form. And when you fill up a form, you want to capture some details. And you can, of course, make a field mandatory, but at the same time, sometimes you need to capture some fields based on previously selected fields. For example, if the priority or let us say the urgency of a bug or an incident is critical or high, maybe you want to capture some additional information, right? It's a very simple example, but when you have these small dynamic features on your form or basically in the UI, then you can actually in a way increase or improve the experience and at the same time make the form relevant. Now on Jira Cloud, it was never really possible using Forge. I mean, Forge is of course new, but in Forge, I believe recently or sometime last year, Atlassian announced this UI modification. And this UI modification is something that has been adopted by a few apps that I have tried. And one such app, or I should talk about one such functionality, is basically called as behaviors. I mean, behavior is a feature of Scrivener. And on data center, on-prem version of Jira, behaviors, the way it works, you can actually create dynamic forms, and it is actually quite good because you can actually do a lot of wonderful things with it. Of course, you can't really do that easily on Jira Cloud, but Scrivener, they also launched, I believe, a new app, Forge-based app, for basically doing the same thing, and they call it as behavior. And I know I have seen a couple of other apps that have this this behavior. Now, this is good because now we can, and app vendors can utilize this and they can create dynamic forms. But this UI modification functionality is still a bit limited, and it works, I believe, only on the issue creation screen. You know, that pop-up that appears, or, you know, the screen where you create the issue. But I believe Atlassian is doing, they are also trying to introduce this to other areas where you interact with your issues. And I can see here on this particular post on the Atlassian developer community, not Atlassian community, Atlassian developer community. Here it says that we are pleased to announce EAP, early access program, of a new location support. And that new location is issue view. So I will try how this works, and Forge is something that we are also trying to adopt. We are also trying to use it to not only create apps, but also we are exploring how we can use Forge to provide services around, of course, you know, Jira and other applications that support, that are supported by Forge. So this is interesting, and when I have more information on this, I will let you know. At the same time, if you want access or if you want to try it out, you can actually request Atlassian and they will enable it on your Jira instance. So that was quite important. The second update is, again, it is quite important, and this will impact almost everyone who is using Jira. Now in Jira, we have notifications, and you can get notified based on different events. And those events are issue creation, issue updation, when you assign something to someone, when you add a comment. So there are different events, and you can actually configure these notifications to not only get notifications in the form of an email, but at the same time, you have the option to configure these notifications and define the recipients. So basically, people who will receive an email could be your assignee or reporter, or it could be the project lead or component lead, and it could be a group, user group, it could be a role, it could be watcher or a user pickup field or a group pickup field. So you have a lot of options, but there is also one more field, which is single email address. And I believe this is useful, although I never really, I don't really use it a lot, but when you have an issue in Jira, which is public, like let us say your Jira instance is open to everyone, and you have like a public issue, I mean, anyone can access it, then I believe you can send an email to someone. So this single email address, what Atlassian is saying is that they are going to remove it. So you won't be able to send or configure email notifications based on a single email addresses. And this may not be ideal for a lot of people, but fortunately there are workarounds. If you're using Jira automation rules, you can always use automation rules to configure these email sending thing, which is good. But at the same time, you can also rely on other apps. And there are always, you know, possibilities. Of course, in Jira, we are all aware of webhooks, and you can also configure a webhook to do something outside Jira, basically send something outside Jira. So this is important because if you have configured some notifications, then you need to be aware of it. So this is like a really important update from Atlassian, especially for Jira admins. I guess people who watch my videos, they are mostly Jira admins, if not all. I mean, most of them are trying to do something with Jira and they are administrators. But if you are going to configure notification schemes, don't use single email address, because I think after 15th of August this year, 2023, Atlassian will start removing it. And you should be aware of it. The third and fourth thing that I want to talk about today is related to the upcoming features. Now, I keep an eye, and I think you should also do that, I keep an eye on the roadmap, cloud roadmap, especially cloud roadmap. So if you go to atlassian.com/roadmap/cloud, you can actually take a look at the upcoming features. And it's a good thing, because Atlassian has now started doing it. They have started talking about what features they're going to release. And I noticed two improvements, upcoming features. The first one that I want to talk about is the admin API for user management. Now, user management in Jira, it is good. You can do a lot of wonderful things, but I believe what Atlassian will do, you can expect APIs. So basically for managing users or doing user management actions, there will be an endpoint and you can use REST API. And it is not only limited to Jira, but I can see here in the list, Jira, Confluence, Bitbucket, Obstini, Trello, Status Page, they will all get APIs for user management. And I would be more than happy to utilize them. And this will be available, I believe, in quarter 4, 2023. So I guess sometime in September, October, I guess, maybe in few months. So I will definitely keep an eye on this. At the same time, if we take a look at this update, which is about company management projects. Now, when you are... So the update is basically about fields, company managed fields, basically, you know, the usual custom fields that you create in Jira globally. Those fields will be available for you to use in your team managed service management projects. So it is in a way a good thing, but I would like to see how this will work in reality. I guess it's a good thing because if you have a field in Jira, then of course, you know, you should reuse it. And I guess when you are working on a team managed projects, I think it will probably give the project admins the list of all the fields available and they can pick those fields to be used in their projects. And I'm not 100% sure how this will work in reality, because if you're doing that, then use company managed projects anyways. I mean, this is just one example, and I was never really a fan of team managed projects. I think the way Jira works, the power is of course customizations, and of course in a way it lets people create some standards, but at the same time you have to be careful about these standards and these configurations. And when you are dealing with company managed projects, or basically normal Jira projects, you can create these configurations that you can reuse. But I guess now when project administrators moving forward, if they are able to use the fields from normal, like global Jira fields, I guess in a way it's like a sharing of things between company managed and team managed projects. So I'm not really sure why Atlassian is doing it. Maybe they are trying to merge team managed project configurations with company managed project configurations. I don't know. So this feature will be released, I believe, in Q3. So I guess anytime now. And I thought I'll probably let you know. Also, at the same time, this is only applicable to Jira service management based projects. So I don't know why. So this is something that I believe maybe they will do for JSM and then also for Jira software, or maybe Jira work management. Let us see. The last thing that I want to talk about is this video of the week. Now, I try to share, because I'm a consultant, I'm an Atlassian consultant, my responsibility, my job is to make sure that I help people get the most out of Atlassian tools. And that usually involves me talking to people. And in this video, I basically shared my experience on basically not being afraid of asking questions. Now, let us say you are a consultant, or maybe you're thinking of becoming a consultant, or maybe you are on a path to become an Atlassian consultant, and you have that Jira admin skills. So you're good in Jira, you know how Jira administration works, but to enter this consultation domain where you will be interacting with the managers, maybe CTOs, program managers. So you will be talking to a lot of people, and when you have that technical background, it might not be enough, because it is not just about Jira. It is not just about using the tools. It is also about processes. It is also about people. It is also about things like culture. So when you are trying to capture requirements, or when you're trying to roll out Jira, or when you're trying to help someone get the most out of Atlassian tools, you need to ask them a lot of questions. And those questions can be, you think that those questions are stupid, or if you are not really sure, then don't be afraid. Ask a lot of questions. Ask them, what is the meaning of this particular term that you used? And you can actually ask them, okay, you are doing project management, what all you do in project management? And they will probably say something like, okay, we do definition toolkit, we do things like sign-offs. So try to understand what exactly they mean by these things, because not everything can be achieved easily in the tool. And if you don't really ask them these questions, maybe they will assume, or maybe they will get some wrong impression. Because if you ask them these questions, and you should ask these questions because you have to translate those configurations, or you have to basically define the process in the tool. So Jira should reflect in a way the way they want to work, or you want to promote those standards. And when you ask these questions, you should also tell them, at least the stakeholders or people who would be involved in Jira adoption, that you can't really do each and everything, and you can only tell them these things once you have understood what they are trying to achieve. So just a general advice: ask a lot of questions, and there is no stupid question. It will help you a lot. So you can watch this video Basically, you know, I just told you what I also talked about in that particular video, but I do make these videos where I just share these experiences, and there is a playlist called Career Advice, and I thought I'll probably let you know. So that is it for this week. I hope you found this session, this tea with Ravi session useful, and you learned something new today. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.